Look at that. I could do two originals. Yeah, the first one was more of a request for research, but now I'm finally catching. I pulled weeds today. Pulled weeds. Lots of weeds. I get to pick rocks tomorrow, and the great one did not help me. Very hurt about that. I'd offer a minimum wage, but apparently he's on the stimmy check. No, he works. So I went to the Walmart, and I had to go to the Walmart to get storage bins that were mouse-proof. Side note, and the reason I was doing that is because I do believe there might be some food shortages coming up. Britain ran into some problems with carbon dioxide supplies, which I guess keeps foods critical to the food supply over there. And well, the American company that supplies it shut down because we pay our people not to work. And the supply chains are all globally integrated. And I'm like, you know what? I can't. And two nights ago, I wanted to go to the Perkins. So I go up to the Perkins. And the Perkins, I thought I was going to be clever. I was going to go to the other Perkins in Rapid City. And that one wasn't even open. That one just says for takeout only. And I don't think this is going to improve. I'm like, you know, I have about 3 months supply of food for one person. I'm like, I think I ought to get more. And then I was like, you know what? Mice get into things. And so now I'm strategized. I had to get my mouse proof because it would suck if you bought a supply of food and nobody else got food. And then like, haha, I have my food. But then a mouse and his family gets it. I'm like, dang it, Democrat mice eating my food, stealing my work. So I was at the Walmart to get a mouse proof container to put the food in. And, standard Walmart, you know, people at Walmart, that kind of thing. But I saw a family, and of course it was a single mom, and you could just tell because no one was happy. No one. The gal had five kids. I could count because they're little ones too. But the oldest was a guy, a kid, young boy. Well, teenage boy, young teenage boy. And you could just see they were miserable, just miserable. It was a beautiful day outside too. Perfect, nice and cool weather. You could go hiking or do whatever you want. I'm like, oh, I remember this. I remember this. I remember not having money. I remember when we, you know, when I've had to, mom, parents got divorced. My mom was a single mom for a while and she got remarried. And I remember sleeping on the floor. we had a mattress tub. We were sleeping on the floor, getting lice. And I was like, oh, crap, I remember that. And there were times when I was a kid where your life was just a miserable existence because your parents didn't plan. They screwed up. That's the short end of it. Your parents screwed up. And I've always said that kids you couldn't afford or you just were going to refuse to raise, having too many kids, having more kids than you can afford is the number one cause of poverty. And the really simple reason why, a lot of people like to go and blame the parents and like, you're an idiot, you're a moron. That's certainly true. But it's even simpler than that. It's division. We measure every standard of living by per capita, as you should, per mouth to feed. And the more capita, the quickest route to poverty is to have more capita under your household. And so, you know, even if they got EBT cards or welfare, it doesn't matter. It usually is not enough to go around. Also, when your parents poorly plan and have more kids than they could afford, there are other problems with the household. And just these poor kids, well, I'm like, oh, dang. The life you got ahead of you, the uphill battle you got. So there's a lot of them. We could go on. But for whatever, you know, there's... It's kind of like health. Eat right, exercise, don't smoke, don't drink, don't do drugs. And you're going to do about 95% of the things that you can normally, you know, visit the doctor regularly. There's only five or six things you really got to do. And it will solve 95, 98% of the problems. And so this is not for sure. I want all the single moms in the house. Sit down, grab your fainting couch. Where's Beauregard? Go fetch him. this isn't for your benefit. For once, you're not the center of attention. For once, the center of attention is actually focused on the people who need it the most, and that's your kids, right? So I'm going to talk to the kids. Kids, right? You're going through hell, okay? Emotional, psychological, financial, it sucks. Got it, okay? Probably the most, well, by definition, not a stable household. Learn one thing, you know, kind of like diet and exercise is mostly going to keep you healthy. Here's one thing, okay? Don't screw up like your mom, okay? Don't have kids you can't afford. Marry the right, now this is particularly for the girls, okay? Don't just have sex with any old guy. And if you do, please be on birth control, all right? Don't become like your mom. Boys, don't become like your dad. Whether the dad's a deadbeat or he picked the wrong gal, right? The current pain and agony you are going through right now is because your parents screwed up and picked the wrong person. And your mom also wrongly chose to have kids. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have been born. I'm not saying, but they had more kids than they could afford. And if you want your life to continue sucking, you will make that exact same mistake. Or if you want it to be better, just don't do what your mom and your dad did. Don't have kids you can't afford. Now, the onus is predominantly going to be on the girls because you're the ones that decide whether you're on birth control, whether you have an abortion, or whether or not you birth the child. But boys, down the road, okay, you have a couple things you can do because Lord knows anyone, no one's going to talk to you, give you the talk. Look at condoms. You may also want to look at vasectomies. Be down the road when you're a little bit older, all right? But it's just, it's not hard. It's not hard. Learn from the mistakes of your parents. A truly wise man learns from the mistakes of others, and you got a daily reminder of what the mistake is. Daily. And so, you know, not that I'm an economist. Oh, wait. But if there's a simple rule to follow that would drastically improve the economic situation of everyone in the United States, it would be don't have kids you can't afford. Choose the right spouse. Don't be a single parent. Don't be a single mom. And ladies, young gals in particular, there's going to be a great promotion and advertising and propaganda like, you should be proud to be a single mom. Are you having fun now? How fun is it being the kid of a single mom? Then ask yourself, what do you think it's good? Because she wasn't smiling either. The mom was not smiling either. No one's happy in a broken home. No one. So there you go. There you go. What we got for Super Chats? Tom S., Batman symbol. $2. Sup, Cappy. What's up? Good to see you, Tom. Adriano Ramos, Australian Mauritian agent in the field for $2. Where's your fancy Carlos Irwin Estevez shirts? I have a bowling shirt and one Mexican shirt that Atham gave me. They're both upstairs. They're clean. They're just in the pot. They're in the clean pile because I don't have a dresser yet to put them in. Cappy, you're just leaving clothes on the floor. Yes, been doing it for years. That's the clean pile. That's the dirty pile. Although I do have a hammock now. That's where the dirty clothes go. Then I can haul it to the laundry. You too will learn the art of bachelorhood when you guys reach that age. Mexi Mike, what the F? Single moms are strong, brave, and amazing. Who hurt you? I'm doing this for the kids. I love to see anyone just critique this video. No one thinks about the kids. It's all... Am I the only one that sees how simple this is? Kids are suffering. Anyone care about the kids? Yes. Why doesn't someone think of the children? Yes, why don't they? You should say they're all dead in they're dead in the eyes, man. I was like, oh, these poor kids. This two glomming on to the push cart, no one having fun. The son, you just could see that poor boy. Oh, I can't imagine what's going to be like when he tries to date. He's just going to, you could totally see. I mean, if we line the kids up, you could see the assembly line where, especially if they're the boys, they just go and play video games. It's like, yeah, if your spirit is broken by the age of 12, you ain't heading off to MIT anytime soon. Do we get any super chats? Yeah, we got a couple more here. Oh, by the way, today's super chats go to retroactively pay for a rake I had to buy. $12 at Menards got my discount. Yep, $12. $12 rake. Because I get to pick rocks tomorrow, huh? Ron Suarez, our other Latino agent in the field, who isn't the first one or the second one or the truck driving one. For $5, I cringe so hard today seeing my ex pregnant. Used to cry for her. Now I'm glad I dodged a nuclear bomb. Mind you, she's 19. Shaking my head. Well, how long ago was that, Ron? I guess you're maybe back in high school. Yeah, I saw a gal, not an ex-girlfriend or anything, just a gal I went to high school with. And I was like looking on Facebook or some dumb thing about beauty has no size. I'm looking, I'm like, why does that face look? And I look, I'm like, oh my God, this gal was hot. Very hot. And we're talking 90s hot when girls were thin back in the day. So she was hot, adjusted for that time. No tattoos, no pink hair, no nose piercing. Hot, hot. And not hot now. Not hot now. It's kind of funny, too, like when you get that first love. Oh, wow, I really like her. No, I gotta live without her. Oh, she's gone now. Wait, oh, 2 years later. Oh, you're praying. Oh, okay. You did dodge a nuclear bomb, Ron. You did. Donna Hannaford. Oh, okay, Donna, you could provide some insight here. Provide insight on the previous video, too. I want sane female. Five Australian dollars. Yay, a live stream at lunchtime. I love the Church of Cappy. Yes, the Church of Cappy. Yes, yes. I'll wear a hat one of these days. So you're down in Oz, too. Okay. You and New Zealand live guy. New Zealand 1800. Lunchtime. Oh, yeah, I guess it is lunchtime down there. Oh, I got to go. I got a consultation at 8:30. A pretty black girl, gentlemen. If there's any black dudes in the audience, you got your act together. Have I got a girl for you? Good looking kid. 90 knots female, raised by single dad, barely being raised by single mom. Father's arguably more important than mothers in outcome of kids. Yeah, I haven't seen any data on that. Ideally, you'd have both. But I think a lot of that has to do with like what the Spartans would do is the women would have the children up until the age of 7, and the 7, the boys would go off with the dads. And that was the cutoff. And you need both. The mothers carry them from 0 to adolescence, and the fathers then prepare them for the harsh world. So you could see, like, if you just had your dad, I guess he would prepare you more for the real world, but there would be a deficit somewhere. I'd have to assume, like, if you didn't have your mom around, maybe you're more functional in the real world, but there'd be some kind of emotional, psychological torment. I'm just guessing. I'm no psychologist, but even the psychologists, their entire profession in science is kind of being invalidated with their inability to repeat studies. Wiz Division Production, $5. Does my mom get extra credit points for doing hard drugs and alcohol and tons of pills while she was preggers with me? Miracle, I'm some would say. Yeah, man, you're lucky. Thank your stars. Thank your stars. Wizda, she was a strong, independent woman. Didn't need no man. Fish bicycle. And she raised you. She gave you life. That's my favorite. Yeah, you gave me life in the trailer park. Thanks. I was not raised in the trailer park. Adriano Ramos, another Australian. No, Donna, it's 10:05 in Perth breakfast. That's right. Australia is the size of the United States. Just a little bit more locked down. D-Digital, $2. Rake fund. Thank you for the rake. Yes. Yes. Your generous contributions have gone to the Church of Cappy rake fund. I'm going to show you guys. I bought a nice thing. Not terribly expensive. Actually, quite affordable. I did treat myself to something because I got more walls than I've ever had in my life. So I got to decorate things. Not a lot. I'm being very judicious in what I put up on the walls. But I got a real cool piece of art. I might even do an unboxing. That is assuming the American worker can deliver it to me. And it's not like, oh, we're out of that. We didn't know. We kept it up on our website and said it was for sale. Ice Knows, hey, where have you been, man? Good to see you again. $2 at age 7, Spartan boys would be taken to the Agogi. Okay, yeah, so I do remember the number right. Agogi, that sounds like a poke bowl restaurant. That sounds pretty good to me. I'm sure it was training and yelling. All right, there we go. I'll see you guys later.